100.7 WHUD, one great song after another, live online at WHUD.com. 8:47, Casey's got the day off, 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey and Charlie Puth, P-U-T-H. It's a name to remember, Charlie Puth. He's a 24-year-old singer-songwriter who's up for a Golden Globe on January 10th and three Grammys on February 15th.
So now I hear coming up, you got a song coming out with Selena Gomez. You couldn't find anybody to work with, huh?
I know, it's slim pickings. I mean, how that came about... And it's so new. You're like one of the first people in telling this. I wrote that song. I started the idea in Japan after having a conversation on FaceTime with my friend who had just broken up with his girlfriend. That's how I write songs. I have conversations with people. And I was like, "You still talk to that girl?" And he was like, "No, we don't talk anymore." And I was like, "We don't talk anymore." Like trying to cheer him up, be like a good old goofball. But it actually was kind of like a dope, like, I was listening to a lot of like Paquito de la Vera and like lots of Brazilian like type music and Chick Corea, and I was like, what if I took like almost like a bossa nova thing and put it into pop music? And then fast forward a couple months later, I'm with Selena, I played for her, and turns out that she's gone through, you know, a public breakup, and it's kind of what the song is about a little bit. And she started humming the second verse, and I was like, "Wow, this is like sounds really good. Would you want to sing on it?" Yeah, thinking that she was gonna say no, and she was like, "Yes, absolutely." I'm like, "Oh my God, I'll get the tracks right now. Yeah, let's do it."
You're like stumbling into this amazing career. I don't mean stumbling, because no, I know you're working hard.
It does feel like stumbling, though. Like stumbling into the road. I mean, with hard work, but yeah, stumbling is a good way to put it. Just like. Into the right places. It's really, I feel very fortunate. Then,
you know, it works out, because I've been doing this for a long time, and I've kind of stumbled my way through this, that, and the other thing. And sometimes it just works out that way. It's just meant to happen.
It doesn't like feel like I'm, you know, forcing, you know, Wiz Khalifa to be on, you know, records with me or anything. Like everybody, I'm fortunate enough that well, I started out as a writer and a producer, and all these guys want to work with me, and I get chills. You know, they said like a particular artist might sing a song. Like when Selena sang that verse, I got chills. It sounded so, it fit her style so perfectly.
I'm gonna make your week again. Did you know that you're on now 56?
Yes. Wait, but I didn't. I thought it was only in the UK. This is the US for. Oh my God, on the first track.
And you're on twice.
No, I'm number 10 too. I'm on two. Okay, this is crazy. The first Now that I ever purchased was Now Zero. It was Now. Like, Now that's what I call music. And I think they were like, "Oh, let's make another one." And then like, "Let's make another one." Like, I think I have like 40 of these. And to think that, what, like 20 years later, I'm on two songs.
I think it's a new record.
That is
I've
so...
I've never seen anybody with two songs on one disc.
Look at me. I have, my name is right there, featuring Charlie Puth, and Charlie Puth featuring Megan Trainor. That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Did you come here tonight just after stopping kissing Megan Trainor? It came to an end at some point, right?
It actually went on for two more months. Can you imagine that my lips would start to hurt, actually? No, that was a very long kiss, I will say. I didn't plan for it to be that long, but I don't know. When we were both up there, I was like, let's just get as much attention as possible. Let's, like, there's 19 performers. How are we going to stand out? And, you know, we were the most talked about thing that night. And what's great is that people went to the performance and saw the performance anyway, which was the goal.
Which was really great. I love that you turned Marvin Gaye into a verb.
Thank you. And now 14-year-olds and 12-year-olds now know what a Marvin Gaye is.
Charlie Puth, and this was the song he did with Meghan Trainor on the AMAs.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.